Romans chapter 8. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 4. Absolutely necessary. Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8. Verses 1 through 11. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you, beloved saints. Today we would like to share the word about absolutely necessary Jesus Christ through the words from Romans chapter 8. Verses 1 to 11. At the end of Romans chapter 7, Apostle Paul saw the reality of his flesh and confessed like this: O wretched man that I am! Who will deliver me from this body of death? Everyone has flesh. Even a born-again person has flesh. This flesh cannot perfectly keep God's law, and has the weakness of leaning toward evil even while desiring good. However, Apostle Paul did not end in despair looking at his flesh. He immediately confessed, I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Why is that? It is because Jesus Christ freed us from the law of sin and death with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, proclaims like this: There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This word is the conclusion of the gospel. For the one who is in Jesus Christ, sin is not condemned. God does not judge them as having sin, because Jesus already took charge of all our sins and received all the judgment of those sins on the cross. We need a Savior because we were born as descendants of Adam. A person is not born as a good being from the beginning. We were born as descendants of Adam. We were born as the seed of sin. Therefore, a person does not become a sinner by learning sin, but commit sin because they are born with the nature of a sinner. Before God's law, a person comes to see their reality. The law commands, do this, do not do that. Serve only God. Do not serve idols. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not covet. All these words are good, holy, and righteous. However, A person's flesh is weak. No matter how right the law is, a person cannot perfectly keep that law. Even if one wants to live according to God's word in their heart, the flesh leans toward sin. So the law does not give us salvation, but makes us realize the fact that we are sinners. Therefore, we absolutely need Jesus Christ. If not for Jesus Christ, we cannot escape from sin. If not for Jesus Christ, we cannot thank God. If not for Jesus Christ, we cannot obtain new life. If not for Jesus Christ, we cannot receive the Holy Spirit. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Who is those who are in Christ Jesus? It is not just a person who attends church. It is also not a person who only says with their mouth that they believe in Jesus. The one who is in Christ Jesus is a person who believes the fact that when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, all their sins passed on to Jesus, and Jesus received the judgment of those sins on the cross and resurrected to give new life. The person who has entered inside Jesus is a person who has received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. For such a person, there is never any condemnation. The word never means there is none in any case. It is not only that there is no condemnation because of past sins, because even present and future sins passed on to Jesus, there is no condemnation. Because sins committed in the heart, sins committed in thoughts, and sins committed in words and actions, all passed on to Jesus, there is no condemnation. If a person calculates their own deeds, sin comes out. If one looks at their flesh, lack comes out. However, if one looks at what God has done, there is no sin. Because God has eliminated all our sins inside Jesus Christ. Therefore, the person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit can speak boldly, I have no sin. It is not because I am perfect, but because Jesus Christ took charge of all my sins through the baptism received from John and was judged on the cross. God gave two laws. Verse 2 of the main text says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." God showed two laws to people. One is the law of sin and death. It is the law that if there is sin, death comes. It is the law that if one fails to keep the law, sin is revealed. And if there is sin, one cannot avoid judgment and destruction. The other is the law of the Spirit of life. This is the law of salvation that is in Jesus Christ. It is the law where Jesus came to this earth, received baptism, died on the cross, and resurrected to save us from sin and death. We were originally under the law of sin and death. Before the law, we were people who had no choice but to go to hell. However, God gave the law of the Spirit of life. Jesus Christ freed us from the law of sin and death. Our liberator is Jesus Christ. Just as God liberated the people of Israel through Moses when they were living as slaves in Egypt, God liberated us from the law of sin and death through Jesus Christ. God did what the law could not do. Verse 3 of the main text says, "For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did." What is it that the law could not do? It is saving a person from sin. The law makes one realize sin, But it cannot wash away sin. The law condemns a person's sin, but it cannot make a person righteous. However, God did it. God himself accomplished the work of salvation. God sent his own Son in the likeness of human flesh. Jesus came in the body of a person like us, but he had no sin. He is the Son of God and our Savior. God condemned our sins in Jesus. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, God passed all our sins on to Jesus. The word condemn sin in the flesh is exactly this. It means he condemned our sins in the flesh of Jesus. And Jesus hung on the cross. Jesus, who took charge of the sins through the baptism received from John, paid the price of those sins on the cross. Because the wages of sin is death, Jesus died instead of us for our sins. And he rose again from the dead to give us new life. This is the work God did. We receive salvation by believing this work that God did. Jesus' baptism and cross completely resolved our sins. Jesus coming to this earth is not a vague matter. Jesus did a clear work of salvation. He came to this earth through the body of the Virgin Mary. And when he became 30 years old, he received baptism from John the Baptist. Through that baptism, he took charge of all the sins of humanity. And Jesus went to the cross. Why did he die on the cross? Because he took charge of our sins through baptism. If he had not taken charge of the sins, the judgment of the cross would not have been necessary. However, because Jesus bore the sins of the world, he died on the cross. Jesus, baptism is the transfer of sin. The cross is the judgment of sin. The resurrection is the completion of salvation. Believing these three things is believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, if one only speaks of the cross and does not know Jesus' baptism, one cannot know how the sins passed on to Jesus. If one does not know how the sins passed over, sin remains in the heart. However, if one believes Jesus, baptism and the cross together, the conscience becomes clean before God. The faith that my sins passed on to Jesus, and Jesus received the judgment of those sins, becomes clear in the heart. The thought of the flesh is death, and the thought of the Spirit is life and peace. The main text says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 6. What is the thought of the flesh? It is believing one's own thoughts, more than God's word. Even though God says that he eliminated all our sins through Jesus, thinking, there are sins to be committed in the future, so how can one say there is no sin, is the thought of the flesh. God is the one who transcends time and space. God knows all our past, present, and future. When Jesus was baptized by John, he took charge of all our sins. Even the sins before we were born, and the sins we will commit in the future, due to the weakness of the flesh, have already passed on to Jesus before God. However, if a person says, with their own thought, the sins not yet committed must remain, that is not believing God's word, but believing the thought of their own flesh. The thought of the flesh is death, the thought of the flesh becomes an enemy of God, because it does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. What is the thought of the Spirit? It is believing exactly what God has done. It is believing the word that God sent his own Son, passed our sins on to that Son, judged them on the cross, and gave new life through resurrection. The thought of the Spirit is life and peace. The person who has the Holy Spirit is the person of Christ. The main text says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you." Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Who is the person of Christ? It is the person who has the Spirit of Christ. Then who is the person who has received the Spirit of Christ? It is the person who has no sin in their heart by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in a heart that has sin. If sin remains in the heart, the Holy Spirit is not yet present. However, the Holy Spirit dwells in the person who has received the removal of sin by believing Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. The person whose sin has disappeared from their heart, the person who has the Holy Spirit, understands God's word. The person who has the Holy Spirit becomes joyful in heart when hearing the gospel. The person who has the Holy Spirit believes the word that Jesus took charge of their sins through the baptism received from John the Baptist. The person who has the Holy Spirit does not follow the thought of the flesh, but follows the thought of the Spirit. Therefore, the core of faith is whether one has received the Holy Spirit. And the evidence of whether one has received the Holy Spirit is whether there is no sin in the heart. The person who has received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the person of Christ. If Christ is in us, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. The main text says, "And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Romans chapter 8, verse 10. Our body is still weak. The body is a body that will die because of sin. Someday this flesh will die. The flesh is still lacking and weak. However, if Christ is in us, our spirit is alive because of righteousness. Here, righteousness is God's righteousness. It is the righteousness that Jesus accomplished through baptism, the cross, and resurrection. Our spirit came alive by us believing that righteousness. We were those who were under the law of sin and death, but now we have obtained new life through the law of the Spirit of life. Therefore, a born-again person must not be discouraged by looking only at the weakness of the flesh. The body is weak, but the Spirit is alive. The body is a body that will die, but the Holy Spirit is in us. God will also give life to our mortal bodies on the last day. Jesus Christ is absolutely necessary for us. If a person could keep the law by their own strength, Jesus Christ would not have been necessary. If a person could wash their own sins by themselves, there would have been no need for Jesus to receive baptism from John the Baptist, nor would there have been a need to die on the cross. However, a person cannot do it. A person cannot keep the law. One cannot make their own conscience clean. One cannot liberate oneself from the law of sin and death. One cannot receive the Holy Spirit by their own strength. So Jesus Christ is absolutely necessary. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is the Lamb of God, who took charge of our sins. Jesus is the Redeemer who received the judgment of our sins on the cross. Jesus is the Lord, who resurrected and gave us new life. Without Jesus Christ, we are destruction. With Jesus Christ, we are life. If we are in Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation. If we are outside Jesus Christ, we are still under the law of sin and death. We must preach this gospel. On this earth, there are still many people who have not been liberated from the law of sin and death. There are many people who have sin in their hearts even while saying they believe in Jesus. There are many people who only know the cross and do not know the baptism Jesus received from John, and thus do not know how the sins passed on to Jesus. We must preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to them. We must preach this gospel, that Jesus took charge of the sins of the world through baptism, was judged for those sins on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. People must be able to hear the gospel of the water and the Spirit in their own country's language, believe it with their own hearts, and testify with their own mouths. For one soul to receive the removal of sin is a great joy to God. In one country, and in many countries, testimonies of being saved by the gospel of the water and the Spirit must arise. We are the people who have received this gospel. Therefore, we must not stay still. The person who has been liberated from the law of sin and death must preach the gospel of liberation to those who have not yet been liberated. The person who has entered inside the law of the Spirit of life must preach the law of life to those who are still under the law of death. Let us live inside the law of the Spirit of life and preach the gospel. Beloved saints, today's word speaks clearly to us. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why is that? Because the law of the Spirit of life has freed us from the law of sin and death. God did what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sent His own Son. Jesus took charge of all our sins through baptism. He received the judgment of our sins on the cross. He resurrected and gave us new life. The Holy Spirit dwells in the one who believes this gospel. We must not follow the thought of the flesh, but follow the thought of the Spirit. We must not believe our own thoughts, but believe God's word. We must hold on to God's truth rather than the doctrines of men. The thought of the flesh is death, but the thought of the Spirit is life and peace. Jesus Christ is absolutely necessary for us. Without Him, there is no salvation. Without Him, there is no Holy Spirit. Without Him, we cannot even thank God. However, if we are inside Him, there is never any condemnation. If we are inside Him, we are liberated from the law of sin and death. If we are inside Him, there is eternal life. I hope that all of us live like those who are in Christ Jesus, by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. I hope we become saints who think of the things of the Spirit, following the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Serve the gospel amidst life and peace, and preach this gospel of salvation to the souls who are still under the law of sin and death. Amen.